The concepts of right triangles, sine angles, and unit circles start to link closer to the phenomenon of sound when we plot sine waves based on the size of the opposite side of the triangle as it moves from 0 to 360 degrees. If you look at the figure on the left, you see that when the opposite side is plotted as a function of time, again, moving from 0 to 360 degrees, the plot looks like, ta-da, a sine wave. A simpler graphic seen on the right shows how we plot the values of the sine as a function of the angle, which also results in, ta-da, a sine wave. Now we're getting somewhere.